Hello guys and welcome back to Learn Somali Language Podcast. In today's episode, we are exploring the fascinating diversity of Somali accents. Somali accents vary depending on where people are from and their background. In the north, like in Somaliland and Puntland, accents are clear and they use some unique words. But in the south, places like Mogadishu and Kismayo, accents are softer and they have their own special way of saying things. Different tribes and whether someone lives in a city or the countryside, I mean, also affects the accent. With these differences, Somalis can usually understand each other pretty well. All right, let's start with the Somali expressions. I'm gonna be saying a phrase, and then I'll say it in a different way of saying it. Maxaad samaynaysa? What are you doing? Maxaad samaynaysa? What are you doing? Another way of saying that is maxaad qabanaysa? Maxaad qabanaysa? What are you doing? What you doing? Okay. If you want to reply to that question, you can say biyan abaya. Biyan abaya. Actually, someone from the north might say biyan abaya. Biyan abaya. I'm drinking water. But someone from the south may say biyole aboya. Biyole aboya. I'm drinking water. Mahad egeza. What are you looking at? Mahad egeza. What are you looking at? Different way of saying that is Mahad firinaysa. Mahad firinaysa. What are you looking at? Maybe you're at an unfamiliar place and you want to know where the bathroom is. You may say Musqushu maadhi. Musqushu maadhi. Where is the bathroom at? Different way of saying that is Suligu awe. Suligu awe. Where's the bathroom at? Mosqul and Suli mean bathroom. If you want to tell someone, can you do this in Somali? You may say, Ma awodi karta. Ma awodi karta. Different way of saying that is, Ma samayn karta. Ma samayn karta. Or, Ma qaban karta. Can you do it? Ma qaban karta. If you want to say, I was told to come to the office, you can say, waxa la igu yiri, ofiska imo. Waxa la igu yiri, xafiiska imo. I was told to come to the office. You can also say, waxa la igu dhahay, ofiska imo. Instead of waxa la igu yiri, you can say, waxa la igu dhahay, ofiska imo. Xafiiska imo. I was told to come to the office. Actually, someone from Djibouti may say, waxa la iga yiri ofiska imo. Waxa la iga yiri ofiska imo. Meaning, I was told to come to the office. Someone from Somaliland may say, waxa la igu yiri with D instead of yiri. They may say, waxa la igu yiri. Waxa la igu yiri. Kaalay ofiska. Waxa la igu yiri. Ofiska imo. Waxa la igu yiri. Xafiiska imo. I was told to come to the office. Yiri. Yiri. Dahay. La iga yiri. All that is different way of saying I was told. Waxa la igu dhahay, waxa la igu yiri, waxa la iga yiri. All that mean I was told. All right, that wraps up today's episode. We have explored the diversity of Somali accents and learned some essential expressions along the way. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and until next time, take care.